Well, good afternoon. Thank you for making it to the last round of discussions this afternoon. I'm here from the Rhode Island Tobacco Control Program to tell you about our recent Tobacco Made Me campaign and the innovations and creative opportunities that we used to pull this together successfully. And I'm presenting on behalf of our communications coordinator, Erica Collins. And should anyone have any more detailed questions, I would be more than happy to direct you to her at the end. I have no relationships to disclose. So our Tobacco Made Me campaign, which recently won the 2013 Bronze Award for Excellence in Public Health Communications from the National Public Health Information Coalition, ran for 2 months at the beginning of the year, and it was produced entirely in-house using web, YouTube, radio, transit ads, our mall ads, Facebook page, and Google pay-per-click. It collected personal stories from Rhode Islanders whose lives have been impacted by tobacco, somewhat modeled off of the National Tips campaign and bringing it local. We asked Rhode Islanders, what did tobacco make you? Our target audience was adults aged 18 to 64, who have incomes of less than $25,000 a year. And we took lessons learned from our previous media campaign, Be It Original, which was focused to a youth audience, and incorporated some of those lessons learned to improve this campaign. Furthermore, we followed this campaign up with a Live Smoke Free campaign, again building on lessons that we're learning through each process. The goals of the campaign were to motivate quit attempts, increase calls to our quit line, collect and share more stories to motivate quit attempts, and it promoted our Facebook page, our Quit Now Rhode Island website, and our national quit line. On the Facebook page, we incorporated a story sharing app from shortstack.com that allowed us to provide video that could be viewed on our Facebook page, and allowed our fans to share their stories through an on-page app that would go to our communications coordinator, and she could post. The evaluation of this campaign, it wasn't a traditional media evaluation that included measure of exposure, et cetera, but rather we were looking for impact and quality. The results are that our self-referred calls to our Rhode Island Smokers Helpline doubled in the first 2 weeks of the campaign. We had 70 likes on our Facebook page, which it certainly is not the measure that one of the measures that we use to assess the ultimate success. What's more important is that of those 70 likes, 23 of our fans shared their personal stories on the Facebook page. It was real quality driven campaign. We had 776 views of our YouTube video. And again, I already mentioned the award that it won. And I'm going to introduce now John Patena, who is going to discuss the components of a successful personal story campaign.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. So an important component is to get real people from your target audience. So as we've mentioned, our target demographic were adults with lower income status. You want to collect a variety of stories with different experiences. So we outreach to our local quit line as well as individuals participating in cessation groups. We approach these current and former smokers and ask them to share their story with us. So as Aaron mentioned, the theme of this campaign was, what did tobacco make you? So it was really inspiring to hear their responses. They responded, tobacco made me blank. And I'll share a few examples of these with you. So in the actual video or audio recording, it's important for the person to say their first name and what city they're from to really personalize their story. Campaigns such as these are successful in the fact that it connects real people. In creating the actual campaign, combining images, the video or sound clips, and customized messages to create strong imagery. And as I'll show you in the next few slides, depending on what channel of media you're using, you can customize your image and message to really impact your target audience. So first, we have stories that were featured on the Quit Now Rhode Island website. So here, Carol from Westerly, Rhode Island, says that tobacco made her a cancer survivor. She says, "I guess free is a good way to express how I feel today as a non-smoker. I'm so free today. You don't realize how much the cigarettes control you. I didn't want to give it up, but today I'm happy I have. It was so worth it. It's such a sense of accomplishment, and it's probably one of the best things I have ever done in my life. Don't give the tobacco companies your time, your money, your life." Now, Tracy describes herself as a quitter, and I'll read a small bit here. She says, "For me, it's like coming out of a dark, smoke-filled room that is hot, and you're needing air, and you go outside and you have this burst of fresh air. I can't imagine ever going back to smoking at this point." And finally, we have Chris here from North Providence, who describes that tobacco made him a slave. He poignantly says, "Smoking doesn't control me like the way it did." So here we have an image used primarily on the Facebook page as well as the Quit Now Rhode Island website. And as I mentioned earlier, you can use different quotes to highlight different messages you want to get across. So this is also from Chris, who was featured in this story, but we used a different part of his quote. So here it says, "Every half hour I would need that cigarette, that I don't miss." We also have this quote, "The oxygen tank comes with me no matter where I go. It's no fun." And this was from Teresa from Cranston, Rhode Island, and she is an elderly woman who carries on an oxygen tank with her to help her breathe. And I think it sends a very powerful message, and to put that message across on our Facebook pages and our Quit Now pages. So now I'd like to share with you a video compilation that is posted on YouTube. And if you want to search for this later, you can just type in "Tobacco Made Me and Rhode Island." And this works.
Sorry, it worked earlier.
So,
well, we'll skip that.
Yeah, some technical difficulty there. So these videos were, again, a compilation of the people formerly mentioned, Chris from North Providence, Tracy, a quitter, and Carol, a cancer survivor, just telling what their story was. And it's very powerful and very moving to hear their actual words and to have it compiled together like that in a video. We also had a radio clip, which I hope we can... So hopefully this radio clip will work. Okay, so I guess there's technical difficulty there.
Yeah, I mean, it worked when we tested it 2 hours ago. I don't... Yeah, we'll try and see if there's what
the moderator.
Okay, so we'll circle back and play them when we get someone.
Yeah. So sorry about that. So the bottom line is, for these important components, it all starts off with asking someone to share their story. So you can use different components to create these tailored messages. Determine what purpose you have for your campaign, and you can see how personal stories can be an effective way to do that.
So now I'm going to talk with you about using social media to increase interaction with the community and also the production of creative content. The Facebook page, as I mentioned, was designed to be an online community. Success was not based on the number of people who liked the page, but rather the quality of their interactions. This was a quality, heartfelt nature of the campaign, and in part it was driven by our communications coordinator, who is very personally connected with the issue and could converse with the fans on our page on that level. It was analyzed by the what interactions we're having. The fans interacted as if they were friends, and they relied upon each other, asking for help when they were having a craving and answering. The answers would come within minutes. And unfortunately, we had a fan who, in the course of the campaign, learned that he was terminally ill, and the community just had such an outpouring of support for him. And when we later learned that he had, in fact, passed away, the whole community grieved. It was operating at that level of support, which is just what you want from social media. The online relationships were formed. We were sharing quit tips. When we hear one of our fans say, "Oh, you know, I'm having a craving," we would share some best practice quit advice through that channel, and use every interaction as an educational opportunity when it was appropriate. When we shared and tracked individuals' quit dates, making sure to comment and congratulate them on milestones. And as anyone who's in charge of the communications coordination for campaigns, you know that you always need to be on top of coming up with a continuous flow of creative content. And this campaign, because we had real live Rhode Islanders sharing their stories with us, we were able to take that content and use every component of it, both their pictures when we had access, their stories. We used this as a continuous outlet for creative content on our Quit Now Rhode Island page, our iPage. We used it, images in the stories, to humanize the data in our recently released tobacco use report. And it really made our campaign about real live people struggling and working together to succeed. This is an example of what the story sharing app looked like on our Facebook page. So they could click and watch the YouTube video right from the page and use this form in order to share their story with us. So how did we do it? Like I said, we've been building on successes with each subsequent campaign. Our previous campaign, the youth-oriented campaign, Be an Original, at first, with that campaign, we consulted and had the creative content developed out of house. And that cost us over $100,000 to do that, with similar scope of content to that which we created with this new campaign in-house. It didn't include video, but it did include a texting program. But the creative for Tobacco Made Me was shot in-house using the communication department's prosumer Nikon camera, and it was edited on a laptop using Final Cut Pro software. We interviewed real people, and that made all the difference. The image quality that we were able to capture worked for web broadcast, and we opted for radio advertising rather than TV. And because the exposure was mostly online, we did try pay-per-click type advertising, and we were able to leverage partnerships to share the costs of our buys. In total, this campaign cost $26,000, and that was exclusively for the buys, because we did all of the content in-house. So what are our tips for replicating this? The Department of Health invested in hiring an in-house graphic designer, and that has saved the programs many thousands of dollars. If you don't have this, consider partnering with another organization who does, and considering co-branding or sharing buys, and also investing in training internal staff to use creative software. Our in-house graphic designer was able to design the bus ads, additional print, including that for our mall buy, which is the biggest mall in Rhode Island. And many of these are the elevator wraps, but all of the other signage we're able to keep, and we'll be introducing this campaign again at the beginning of the new year. So video production, it's very pricey. Industry standard is at least $3,000 per finished minute of video. So we're able to use the in-house equipment to produce not broadcast quality, but quality that is sufficient for web use, and that's what allowed us to drive that deeply quality social media campaign. So some tips to share on producing your own content. Shoot outside whenever possible in natural light. Avoid bright or direct sun. If you don't have access to your own gear, try renting it. Or look to other organizations that you can partner with that may be willing to share. And also consider scaling back your media buys. Like I said, we spent $26,000 on this campaign versus $100,000 on our last, which actually didn't include the media buy, but we were able to run on radio, print, and use online advertising. We didn't get, like I said, a ton of likes through our online pay-per-click advertising for this campaign, but we built that knowledge, and we're able to implement it in our next, in the spring Live Smoke Free campaign, where we got 4,000 likes in a matter of weeks. And for a state of a million, that's pretty significant. And again, just whenever there are opportunities to partner, you can really make it go further. So it looks like maybe we might be able to show you our clips if we can.